Phone Boy Speaks, episode 266, the NFL fumbled the ball. Officially, the NFL season started on Thursday for a lot of people, today was the start of the NFL season because that's when the games that they cared about were on. So it was a lot of good games today. But of course, I wanted to utilize the NFL audio pass that I paid for on my mobile device. And there was updates to the NFL mobile app yesterday that I downloaded. But of course, when you go into the app, I mean, I had all kinds of issues. On one of my phones, it was the app wouldn't, you know, it's just say unknown error for no reason. On other things, my iPad, it said, hey, it offered me to buy AudioPass, when in fact I already had an AudioPass subscription. So why was it asking me for that? And then, you know, and another one, if it did show me the AudioPass content, it wouldn't let me select a audio stream. And then when it did let me select an audio stream, it would only play the home stream no matter what I chose. And so, like, for example, the Seahawks game, the Seahawks were playing away. And so I actually, you know, for that game, I actually, you know, I actually could listen to it on the radio. So, not needing AudioPass, but I wanted to make it work. But the only stream that would play would be the Carolina Panthers stream, which I didn't really want to listen to. Even though I'm not a Seahawks fan, I happen to live in Seahawks country. So I figure I should at least have some idea what the Seahawks are doing. So I can talk to people, you know, and say, did you see the game or whatever? I can at least say that I know something about what happened. But anyway, that's the game I really wanted to see was, of course, the 49ers playing the Packers, which that game went really well. Most of the games were early games, which means they were at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So I think that was where most of the load was. By the time the afternoon games were on, whatever load issues the NFL was experiencing kind of had disappeared. But largely, although they were still having issues, their Twitter account I feel sorry for the people that were manning mad because there was a lot of angry people, including myself, just like, oh my God, this whatever you guys are doing just sucks. And they had some serious issues, and I don't know why they didn't like test this more in the preseason or whatever. They could work out all these issues, but I couldn't. Yeah, as I say, one device, it didn't even recognize that I had purchased AudioPass, and when I could get in, it would show me, as I would only play the home stream, it wouldn't, even if I picked the away stream, it wouldn't do that. So it was generally kind of a fail experience. And you know, the thing I can compare it to, and I have not through personal experience, but from what others have told me, is that Major League Baseball has, rather than the NFL, the NFL only lets you listen to the games. They'll let you look at the games after the fact, unless you're outside of the United States, and then you can watch them live too. But MLB lets you watch the games live, and they have, probably just as many, they have a lot of games going on at any given time. And so they're constantly streaming content, and long and the short of it is that they don't have any kinds of issues. That I, at least I don't hear about any issues with the MLB stuff. It works really well. So I don't know. The NFL really needs to learn how to do digital content correctly, because they really fumbled the ball and their servers collapse like I don't know, like an offensive line does when the good defense comes rushing in. They clearly need to improve. I mean, at least the Twitter account was for the NFL mobile was fairly responsive to the different complaints, but of course, all they can do is just say, yeah, we know there's a problem, but they can't actually fix anything. And, you know, hopefully the message was received loud and clear that, look, I mean, these players get paid a shed ton of money. We pay a shed ton of money to watch them, either through buying a ticket or by subscribing to, cable or whatever, however method we use to be able to watch the games. We pay, they get a lot of money, and so they should be able to make this stuff work, especially if I'm paying for the privilege of using AudioPass. I mean, they could have tested this during the preseason and could have given it away for free and done all the load testing and been able to sort out a lot of these issues. But yeah, they waited till they waited till the regular season and they fumbled the ball on this, and hopefully next week it'll be better. But at least next week, the game I want to watch will be on will be nationally televised again. So yeah, go 49ers. So that's my saving grace next week. But I know hopefully they will have sorted it out by the time that I need to actually rely on Audio Pass, because that's the only way I can experience the game. So, that's just yeah. Anyway, I'm frustrated with the NFL again, as I've been in past years, and hopefully they figure it out soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.